Welcome to the Van Hack Podcast, the podcast for tech talent that wants to get hired abroad.
And Rosie, my first question to you is, tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm a software engineer. I have been working as a software engineer for the last 12 years. I'm from Cuba, and I graduated there and started working in the field. And since then, right now I'm working in Montevideo, Uruguay, as a software engineer too. And I got recently a job in Van Hack.
And what made you decide to look for a job abroad?
I have a friend that here in Uruguay got a job in Canada. So he advised me about the site, about Van Hack, and he told me about the site. And I just feel curious about it and start, I don't know, filling the application. I completed all the assignments. I don't know. I wasn't sure that will be, I don't know, that will work. But I then start searching there are many videos in YouTube, and I found people with good stories about success. So I get motivated and keep pushing, and I got a job there. So I feel really glad.
I hear a lot that people think this is not true. It might not be real. So then I put the emoji. Nice. And how did your story with Van Hack started?
Well, last January, I discovered the site, and I started looking at all the YouTube videos that I find about the success stories, about how to apply, how to complete the steps in the site. And then I completed all, I think, the first week, and I was afraid to record the videos, but I prepared myself and say I have to do this. So I did it in the first week, and then I waited for many weeks applying for different jobs. I tried to apply every week to all the jobs that are I don't know, fit for my skills. And then I think it was in the third month, I was called for an interview. I was really, really, really afraid. But in the end, I think that was good. They liked me. So in the that was the first interview that I have. I had others recruiters that was interested in me. But the first interview that I got, they made me an offer a week later after our second interview, and I liked it. And that is my story.
You were so fast. People are going to think that it's easy to get a job abroad. You had to help.
I don't know.
But my other question for you is like about the English verification. You thought that you had to do it, you said that you were fear a little bit. How did you prepare? I know the questions are straightforward. I don't know if you remember, but it's tell me about yourself, discuss the technical challenge and ask questions. But like, how did you prepare for those? How was the experience of recording? How was the whole English verification experience for you?
Okay. First, the site is very clear about what they are looking for in the videos or what you need to prepare for that. So the first thing that I did was to read all the description that you have there in the site, and then I prepare with all the skills that I have, and I don't know, following the same structure that you advise in the site, and then with that I read it a lot. I try to look as natural as possible, because English is not my first language. So I write down all the things that you need to be recorded in each video, and try to practice my English and to pronounce in the good way. And then I sit and start recording. It took me, I don't know, 1 hour and a half or more, because the application for the English verification said that you have the time for, I think, 3 hours. And there are many times that the videos doesn't like. I don't like the way that the recording was. But I'm trying many times. But in the end, I submitted the ones that I think that was the best for me, and I got advanced in the verification. It wasn't easy, but I think if you practice and if you write all the things that the video description said, you can make it. That is my story with the English verification.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I agree. Like it for people who are native speakers, they can do it in 15 minutes. But for us, it has to take a little bit longer because we have to think, we have to make the switch. So it makes totally sense. What would be your advice for other VenHack women who are searching for a job abroad?
Well, first is to be prepared. It helped me a lot that when I started for applying in VenHack, there was a time that the women event started, and you shared with us the academic platform. So I started looking all the videos, and you were sharing also in many emails resources to be prepared. So I think the one thing that helped me a lot was to be prepared in all the type of interview that that the companies used to have, all the structures. Another advice that I think that is for me is the best is not to be afraid to speak in English, because I know that English is not the first language of many people that applies on through VenHack, and the employers are really, really nice people. If you make mistakes, it's okay, because that is not your first language. So don't be afraid of speaking English. It's one of the tips that I can have. And another thing is very important is to be prepared about your experience, that the things that you have in your curriculum and your resume, and also to have it in the structure that that the VenHack advised, that is good to have it too. And the other thing that can help is to practice with friends. That's something that I always do, because I have many friends that are also software engineers, and that helped me a lot.
And I know you already started to say one or two things about your interview process, but can you explain, like, was it, you told me that it was the event first, and then you attended the event, or how was the whole process from the company you got hired?
This company, I think that this process was really, I think, straightforward and easy, in my opinion. I got an interview with a software engineer in the company, a senior software engineer in the company. And then I have a panel interview with the human resources and also the VP manager. And I have only two interviews, and I got an offer. For me, it was really, in my opinion, was really, really fast. I also in the middle of that, I was invited to the event, to the women event. Sorry. There I got also, I in the middle of the event, I have many encounters with many people that were interested in my profile, and then I was scheduled for another interview, but I never get to do it because I got hired here first.
That's a good reason not to have more.
I don't know how to say that.
Oh my. Great, because it's authentic. So I like the way you're sharing. And you mentioned that you attended classes. You probably had a mock interview as well. And yes, you prepared a lot. So did VenHack help on your journey and made you feel more confident on your interview?
Yes, sure. First, I got an I have an interview with one of the recruiters, and she was really nice. She advised me about my resume, how to make the profile better, to look to get more attention. And then when I had the scheduled interview, the girl that had the interview with me about the preparation and all the mock interview, she was really, really nice. And he advised me a lot. I was really nervous that day because I didn't know how to speak, but she was really nice and she told me how to structure all the interview and the things that I need to, I don't know. She told me how to organize and the steps that I can follow to have the interview and to make the things about me to, I don't know, to shine, to show off, and was really, really nice. It's really helpful, really helpful. And also all the courses that you shared with us through the to the time of the woman process. The woman event, sorry, that was really helpful too.
Nice. And on the day of your Rio interview, did you feel more confident or you were scared?
Totally. I felt very comfortable, very, very comfortable that day. I was really prepared. I had spent last month, I think, working on the things that you advised us to do for the event, for the woman event. So I was really prepared. And also I forgot to mention all the classes that that we had during the days before the event, because we have many classes for tips related to the language and related to the how to prepare for interviews. All those things really help a lot.
And when you got the job offer, tell me, how was the feeling? How felt?
Oh my, I didn't believe it. My first expression was that I can't believe that it can be true, but it was. I was really afraid, but the communication with the company that hired me was really nice, and also the recruiter that was attending my case was really nice too. They explained me all the doubts and explain me all the process, and I wasn't alone. That's really nice, because if you don't have experience with that, and it was my first time looking for a job abroad, was really helpful through Banhack. Always helped me with that process, and also the company always explained me everything about it. And the satisfaction was really nice. I don't know. It was a big satisfaction, because I didn't expect to get a job so quickly, in my opinion.
You're right. It was quick. My other question was, like, did you thought about giving up? But for you, it's not even an option. You got so fast.
No, I was applying every week. And every time I got an email that said, oh, we sorry to send that email because we feel this position with another bank hacker. I was really happy for them. I was so sad for me. So I continue applying. I always start to apply again, because I think that there are many jobs there. I think that one of the things that many people get afraid of applying to the job is because they think that their skills are not enough. But I think that in our science, there are many, many possibilities, and there are many people looking for an engineer. So I think they all have the opportunity to find a job or some company that you are a great fit for it. So I continue to apply.
Do you recommend Banhack to someone?
Oh yes, after discovering Banhack, and I don't know if it's a success story about myself, because I got a job. I started talking to every friend that I got, that even many women that I have that are software engineers like me, and I started sharing the platform, all the steps, and even sharing with them all the things that I did to make the English verification. And some of them have come to my house to record it. So I have been in the past. I'm very advocated to Banha, so I think that yes, I truly recommend it to all my friends.
Rosie, thank you very much. It was lovely meeting you.
Thank you, Fernanda. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure. It was nice meeting you. Have a great day.
Bye, the same. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Van Hack Podcast. Make sure to create your account at vanhack.com to access jobs that are hiring from abroad.